The Monkey with Gold, and you're listening to the Roger Good Show, as we do for lockdown, coming at you from our houses. I'm joined by my partners in crime, Sarishni Ryder from her pad, Robbie Cruz is in the kitchen, DJ Dad voice in the control box in Pretoria, and Mad Money Mike at the SABC on the front lines. Terrible stories coming up in the headlines. A tragic accident out in the Eastern Cape. We have new fresh numbers coming at you from the health minister, and Donald Trump is in the headlines as well. It's 7 o'clock on the Mighty 5 FM.
The news is brought to you by FNB, helping you stay informed and banking from home during these uncertain times.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Making the headlines at 7, investigations into the Eastern Cape taxi crash and 34 die of COVID-19 in South Africa.
The postponed 2020 Tour de France will now start on the 29th of August. And I was on Sky's vodcast last night, more particularly Sky's F1 vodcast. And Red Bull boss Christian Horner, one of their guests, I'll tell you what he said, 7:30.
Good morning. The Eastern Cape Transport Department will probe whether the national lockdown regulations relating to the ferrying of passengers were flouted after 15 people died in a crash involving a minibus taxi and a truck yesterday. The regulations stipulate that minibus taxis can only carry 70% of passengers per trip from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. and from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Eastern Cape Transport spokesperson Unati Binkose.
The MEC has expressed deep disappointment at the gross violation of the National Disaster Act, as this taxi had 15 passengers, something that should not have happened in terms of the regulations. She has called on law enforcement to ensure that they leave no stones unturned in investigating this case, but most importantly, in ensuring that the national disaster rules and regulations are upheld at all times.
Health Minister Zweli Mkhize has announced that another 7 deaths from coronavirus have been confirmed, bringing the total number of deaths to 34. Mkhize says the sudden increase in deaths is because authorities had to verify fatalities.